Ah, ok, ok, ok. Dobar večer. I will speak in English, all right? Because I learned some Bulgarian, but not as much.
Okay. Говорим about English, about на английски.
Терпение, терпение.
Български, но не толкова добре.
Okay, well, first thing is that thank you for coming to the press conference. I'm very glad to be here. When I joined this project a few months ago, I was very enthusiastic about this, and now after these 3 months, I'm really happy to be here. Okay, let's talk about. I wanted to talk about two different things. One is about the overall situation of women's basketball, in my opinion, after 3 months. Second thing is the women's national team.
Искам да говоря за две неща, за моето впечатление за женския баскетбол и второто нещо е за националния отбор.
I think the situation is very difficult. The situation is very difficult because we have not many teams.
Ситуацията е много трудна, защото няма много отбори.
Not many players.
Няма много играчи.
And the international results are not good.
И международните резултати съответно не са добри.
We saw the under 16 team, the under 18 team, they didn't have very good results. And the under 20 team, okay, better results, but the 10th position in Europe. And for the women team, we know the situation how it is, 16 years without going to Eurobasket.
Видяхме резултатите на кадетките до 16 години и на девойките до 18 години. Се представят слабо. Наистина, девойките до 20 години се представиха по-добре на 10-то място, но при жените положението е тежко, защото 16 години не са участвали на европейско първенство.
No Bulgarian players will play Euroleague next year. In any team.
Нито една българска състезателка няма да играе в Евролигата до година, в нито един отбор.
And when we go to international competition in youth categories, our players look girls beside, and the other look women. I mean, this big difference. It's different. I mean, our players look small, and the other ones look big. I mean, it's big difference.
Има много голяма разлика, като отидем на международно състезание, нашите играчи изглеждат ниски и малки.
So what I'm going to say, perhaps is very hard to say, but I have to be sincere. And I think we have to do something. If not, we are dying slowly, slowly, but dying.
Не ми е лесно да го кажа това, но трябва да бъда честен. Ако не направим нещо, просто бавно ще умрем.
And I think people involved in women's basketball are very enthusiastic, but the problem is that we need to do something different.
Всички хора на баскетбол са много ентусиазирани в България, но трябва да направим нещо различно.
First problem, I think, well, not first problem, one problem is that our players don't do physical work.
Един от големите проблеми е, че състезателките не тренират за физическа подготовка.
And this is something that is very important. We can see when we go to international competitions, we see players. Our players are thin, small legs, and the other teams are strong, big shoulders. It's different basketball. It's very, very difficult to compete.
И това се личи на състезанието. Нашите състезателки са тънки, малки, не са мощни, както са повечето отбори, с които играят. И това е просто голяма разлика.
Other thing is that it's impossible to win if we don't develop intensity in game. If we play Sastita 40 minutes, and today it's impossible to win in international basketball without Sastita, it's impossible.
Нас не е невъзможно да печелим матчове, ако не играем защита по 40 минути.
And then for that we have to develop a style of play in which we play with 8, 9, 10, 11 players in the court.
Трябва да сменим и стила на игра и да играем с 8, 10 или 12 човека на терен.
It's impossible to play basketball with 5 players, 6 players. This is impossible. This is finished. This basketball is finished.
Не е възможно да играем само с 6 човека в един матч. Това е края.
And then I think we have to change the idea that it's possible, because I see games here in which one team is winning by 30 points and they still have 5 players on the court. They never change. Some players never play.
Трябва да променим тази система, защото аз гледах мачове тук. Един отбор играе печели матч с 30 точки, но въпреки това използва само 5 състезателки на терен.
So it's normal that girls don't want to play basketball because you want to play basketball, not to be on the bench. You want to play. So it's normal that no players want to play basketball. I saw in one age, in one year, we only had 50 players, less than 50 players in all Bulgaria to make the national team. Only 50, not good, not bad. 50. This is normal because this is not good, but this is normal because if you are a basketball player, you want to play. You don't want to be on the bench. You want to play. If you don't play, next time you finish. This is normal. And this is one thing. And the other thing is that the players who play, they cannot play with intensity because 40 minutes on the court every time is impossible.
Повечето момичета просто се отказват и не искат да играят баскетбол, защото когато играеш баскетбол, искаш да си на терена, да си на пейката. И така, в някои възраст имаме само 15 състезателки, които не са добри, не са 50.
Yeah.
Които не са добри или лоши, те са просто само 50.
So yesterday in Borovic, in Samokov, I saw the national team of volleyball of Bulgaria. I saw the girls there. And I ask, are they Bulgarians or where are they from? And they say they are Bulgarians. And they go, why don't we have these people in basketball?
Не от себе се видях в Самоков националния отбор за жени по волейбол. Като ги видях, попитах, те българки ли са?
Tall, strong, legs like that. Nice women, it's not impossible to be nice women, and it's nice and strong, it's possible, and well, they look from other country, but they are from Bulgaria, so they are strong or women, tall women in Bulgaria, but the problem is that they are not in basketball.
Те са високи, здрави, силни, красиви момичета, но аз се зачудих защо те не са в баскетбол, са в волейбол.
So I think we have to think, and this is not critique, this is only analysis, positive analysis. I am involved, I am in the same ship, okay? And then I think we have to think how to bring good players, good athletes to basketball, and also how to work with them. We have to work with the people, because I'm sure these people work a lot. We can do the same. We have to work a lot. We have to work more.
Трябва да работим повече, защото съм сигурен, че можем да привлечем
състезателки. I think in... Sorry. Finish?
Okay.
I think the key for our sport, basketball, is always in every country who has developed basketball, the key are the coaches everywhere. What is one good coach, good players, good team around, and at the end good development. And I think the problem in Bulgaria is that we have very little number of coaches. The number of coaches is very small. Some of them are enthusiastic. I'm sure all of them are very competent, but some of them are very tired. Some of them are burnt out. I don't know how to explain burnt out. To translate, burnt out, and some of them are tired, and not many, because I have seen the same coach in many competitions, for example. I remember I went to under 20 competition, coaches. Under 15, same coaches. Under 14, same coaches. Same coach for all the teams of one club. This is impossible, because the artistic part of the coach needs to work with not many people. If you have 14, 15, it's impossible. Even if you are Bobby Knight, it doesn't matter. You can, I mean, I think the knowledge probably is very high. But what is more important for a coach is not how much he knows or she knows, is how much he teaches or she teaches. This is what is important. So probably one person knows a lot of basketball. But what is important is how many hours you spend on the court with the players. And what you teach to these players. If you don't spend enough time with the players on the court, it's very difficult. And if you have four teams, it's very difficult to coach. I mean, it's almost impossible.
Ключът към успеха е да имаме много треньори. Аз видях треньори, които водят на една възраст 4-5, което е невъзможно да се работи по този начин. Ти трябва да се фокусираш в една възраст и в един отбор, за да можеш да работиш с тях. И треньорите са много уморени и преборени.
They are not young coaches. Okay, I'm not young. I'm old, also old. So I'm not against old coaches because I'm old, okay? So I think it's good to be, it doesn't matter the age, to coach, okay? But the future is for the young people. and we have to prepare new generation of coaches in Bulgaria. I think this is very important, because we cannot be here all the time. People above 50, we cannot be here all the time. We have to prepare new generation of coaches, because I don't see young coaches. I was looking for young coaches all around. I didn't find.
Да намираме млади треньори, а това е много важно. Трябва да се развиват млади треньори, защото ние по възрастните нямам нищо против тях, но не можем да бъдем постоянно.
And I will suggest to the Federation to do a special program to develop young coaches, because I think this is very important. If we develop young coaches, we will develop new more players, more teams, we will have new enthusiasm, new energy. Young people always bring new energy, you know, and this is very important, because we need something. This women's basketball that we love it. It's dying, and we need someone to come here with new energy to help. And the only thing is to develop new coaches. And I think this is serious for me. This is very serious issue. And I think we have to do that. If not, every time this is like someone who is dying, very slowly, very slowly, very slowly, very slowly. We do nothing. We know, because everybody know. Everybody spoke to me and said, well, situation is not good. Everybody know. But okay, we try more or less. But it's not just giving one pill or two. We need a shock therapy. This is what we need. Shock therapy. And what we need is young coaches to come here with new energy. This is why I'm very happy with Borislava Mandul, my assistant coach. She did a very good job. I think we need people of this generation to come back, to come to the arena, to help, to have to give them the opportunity to coach. We have to help young people to coach. This is very important.
Искам с федерацията да изготвим една програма за развитие на млади треньори, защото баскетбол има нужда от енергия, от нов ентусиазъм, иначе умира. И затова съм много доволен от това, че имам асистент Владислава Мандур, защото тя е точно това поколение, младо поколение и може да внесе.